And welcome back to On the Galactic Ceiling. Sorry for those technical difficulties just a moment ago. We'll get them worked out. If you can't tell, Gary Dolphin was pre-recorded.
He was trying to come on.
He was trying to come on. But you know what? That's a great thing with technology. It works all the time, doesn't it, Zach?
Oh, it works. It's lovely.
Yeah, it works definitely all the time. But hey, that's why you always got another plan to go on. And this is plan A. Now it's time to go to the star of the show, the guy we have been awaiting to talk to.
We saved him for the last 10 minutes, yes. The most popular.
We have saved him for the home stretch, the closing seconds of the show. And that is none other than Cliff Brunt of Indiana Sports Legend. Cliff, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we love to have you. You do an outstanding job with your work on Indiana Sports Legend. Did a great job with the Associated Press. You've done a great job throughout your career, and that's why we're having you on. There's not anyone better to talk sports than you, Cliff. Come on now. You know that.
Well, I'll give you what I got, man.
Hey, you know what? We'll live with that. We'll live with that. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Before we talk about Purdue, a team I know you've covered a lot throughout the years, I know you were at Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday, so let's start with the Indianapolis Colts and what a season they are having. When you watch this team play, and obviously they're playing with a lot of emotion right now, a lot more than just football for this team with everything that's going on with Coach Pagano and everything else, what has impressed you most by watching this Indianapolis Colts football team this year?
Well, I tell you what impressed me most on Sunday was the improvement of the offensive line. One of the biggest problems that Andrew Luck has had is he's been running for his life most of the season. This was the first time that I saw where the protection was relatively good. And then when the protection broke down, of course, he's so fast and so wise in terms of the way he moves in the pocket that he could get away. So he very rarely got touched. I was sitting next to a couple guys at the Miami Herald on Sunday, and the thing they kept saying was, they can't touch him. You know, so that impressed me. And I guess the other thing that impresses me is that so quickly this team has rallied behind Chuck Pagano. They're just now getting to know him, and just like that, they've really bonded together, not only behind him, but as a team. It's very difficult to get NFL teams on the same page sometimes. You get a lot of different people with a lot of different agendas, and this is one of the true teams in the NFL, not just a collection of a bunch of talented individuals. It's a true team, and it's a joy to watch.
You know, Cliff, you mentioned Andrew Luck and how impressed you were with him. And I got to ask, because you know us sport folk, we love our opinions on topics like this. But RG3, he's obviously been getting a lot of national attention, and he's having a solid rookie season. But so is Andrew Luck, and he's done a lot. And I think they ran the same close to the same 40 time. Who are you going to give the Rookie of the Year award to right now if you had to choose, Andrew Luck or RG3?
Well, it's got to be Luck, because you've got to look at the position that the team's in. You know, the Colts are 5-3, got a chance to go to the playoffs. Looks like they've got a very good chance of winning tomorrow. You know, that's the thing. You know, not only that, you know, he just set the rookie record for yards passed in the game, you know, with 433 against the Miami Dolphins. So, He not only has the wins, he has the numbers. He has both. So, you know, it's kind of hard to argue with Andrew Luck at this point.
No doubt. It is definitely hard to argue with Andrew Luck at this point. And the other statistic that a lot of people have been looking at throughout this week is both Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning, both teams are 5-3, and both have thrown for the same exact yardage. Isn't that just ironic, Cliff Brunt?
Absolutely. You know, I thought it was interesting at Lucas Oil when they put the fantasy leaders up. You know, Andrew Luck was number one and Peyton Manning was number two, and the crowds went nuts. You know, I guess the other thing that jumped out at me is that, you know, you look around the stadium and it's hard to tell that there was some guy that wore number 18 at any point, because there's so many 12s out there. You know, at the beginning of the season, there were a ton of 18 jerseys still. You know, and slowly but surely, those are going by the wayside. And you're seeing all the other former Colts here and there, and then you're seeing a ton of Luck jerseys. He's made his mark. It's clearly his team now, and this city's bought into him.
No doubt about that. A lot of people buying into Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts football team. From an inspiring story with head coach Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis, now let's go to West Lafayette, Indiana, where it's not as inspiring right now for the Purdue Boilermakers. It has been a rough year so far for Danny Hope and company. You've covered Purdue for a long time, football and basketball, Cliff. What's going on right now in West Lafayette, Indiana, and with so much negativity right now in the football program, is there a way that Danny Hope can really save his job and get a crack at it next year for another chance? Or is he kind of doomed for the rest of the year? What's going on with Purdue football right now in the state of Purdue football?
You know, I think what it comes down to is I'm not so sure that they're buying into Danny Hope. The talent's there, and he, you know, he talked about it on Tuesday. He doesn't change his opinion in terms of the talent that the team had. He feels that it's a lack of execution to some extent. And then he said that, you know, some of it falls on him. He's not sure if he overestimated what these guys could handle in terms of game plans and so on and so forth. But it's a combination of things. I don't think they were as good as they thought they were. I think they started to believe the hype, and they didn't show up those first couple of conference games. That messed with their confidence. They had a couple of guys get hurt after that, and it just snowballed. So now they're in a position where they're 0-5 in the conference. They've got to win out to get to a bowl game, and it's going to be tough for them to get it. And listen, Indiana at the end of the season is going to be a very, very tough game for them. Indiana has a very good offense. That's going to be a very, very, very tough game for them at the end, and that would be the worst way. I think you lose to Indiana, I don't know if there's any way you could bring Hope back, and especially if Indiana's playing for something like possibly getting into the Big Ten title game. You know, it would be the ultimate sign that your program's going downhill and that program down the road is getting it together. So that combination of circumstances could be lethal for Danny Hope.
Well, Cliff, you kind of just mentioned my next question for you, and obviously Purdue's struggles have been disappointing in and of themselves, but do you think that IU having such success down in Bloomington this season and still being in contention for a Big Ten title, is that having any effect on Purdue and Danny Hope's future at Purdue?
I don't see how it can't have an impact, because Danny Hope's been at Purdue longer than Kevin Wilson's been at IU. Okay, and you know, they're in the same division, and they've got to go, you know, IU's got to go through Purdue to get to the Big Ten championship game. So if Wilson gets through in his second year with a perceived to be a less talented team, then that's a pretty serious mark against Danny Hope. So, yeah, they're related to each other. There's no doubt about it.
Now let's move from the football gridiron at Purdue to the basketball court. Once again, Cliff Brunt of Indiana Sports Legends joined on the clock this evening, talking some Boilermaker athletics. By the way, I loved your piece on Indiana Sports Legend. When you talked about Matt Painter, you mentioned, I believe in the article, saying the best recruit since Gwen Robinson has been Matt Painter at Purdue. And you always kind of chuckle, Cliff, when people say they're going to have a down year. And you believe in that piece as you wrote. You can go to Indiana Sports Legends website and read the piece yourself. But what kind of team are you expecting this year to play in Mackey Arena for Purdue? What is a year that we can expect for the Boilers this year under Matt Painter, especially considering with everyone looking at the team in Bloomington being ranked number one in the whole country?
Well, I think they're an NCAA tournament caliber team. They have talent now. I mean, it's not a deal where they're scraping the bottom of the barrel and trying to get guys to play the game the right way. They've got good recruits, and they're going to play the game the right way, and they've got a great coach. They're going to be competitive. They're going to pull some upsets along the way. That's not going to be the kind of team that folks want to play. You know, you're on a roll. You've won three or four games in a row, and all of a sudden you've got to go to West Lafayette and play this team with all these 6'10", 6'11", guys who are tough, who are hard-nosed, and who are playing for a great coach. Purdue's going to be a trap game for a lot of people this season. I think they're going to be right up around 19, 20, you know, wins, and going to be right in there for an NCAA tournament bid.
Well, Cliff, where do you think they're going to fit in the Big Ten? You look at the Big Ten as a whole, and Indiana's up there, and Ohio State and Michigan all in the top five nationally. You say they're an NCAA caliber team. What about where do you think they're going to finish in the Big Ten? Do you think they have a chance for a Big Ten title?
I don't know that they have a chance for a Big Ten title. I think they're a middle-of-the-conference-type team. But a middle-of-the-conference-type team in this type of conference, total opposite of football. Big Ten is loaded in basketball, and you don't have to be in the first two or three to have a chance to do something in terms of getting into the NCAA tournament and maybe even winning some games. those teams that come out of the Big Ten this year are going to be battle-tested. And I expect a couple of these teams to make deep runs in the March, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if one of them came out with a national championship.
No doubt. It will be an exciting year nonetheless for Big Ten basketball. A lot of great teams. I no doubt would not be surprised if one of those teams walk away with a national championship. Cliff, we know you're extremely busy throughout the week. We appreciate you coming on this evening, and we will definitely have you on again, especially once basketball starts heating up in winter. Thanks for taking the time, Cliff.
Thank you. Check out IndySportsLegends.com. I appreciate you guys having me on. Look forward to being on many more times. Take care. Thanks, Cliff.
Take it easy, buddy. That was Cliff Brunt of the IndySportsLegends.com.